Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Giants are world champions.
Welcome to the Giants Insider Podcast on NBCSportsBayArea.com. Introducing your host, San Francisco Giants Insider, Alex Pavlovich.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Giants Insider Podcast. This is obviously draft week, which is the closest we have to actual baseball or anything baseball related right now, the closest we have had since March. So I'm going to do a lot with it. And last night, Michael Holmes, the scouting director for the Giants, he was nice enough to hop on a Zoom call pretty late in the evening after he had done all his work for the day. And he was up there still at Oracle Park in a suite and getting ready for a huge, huge day two for the Giants. They have 6 picks. They have comp picks for Madison Bumgarner and Will Smith leaving. And they have 3 picks in the first 68 overall. So it's a big day for them. And we talked about that a little bit. But mostly we talked about Patrick Bailey, the first round pick for the Giants, taking 13th overall. A little bit of a surprise. And I think if you were watching on MLB Network right away, they were surprised just because Patrick Bailey is a catcher and he's going to stay as a catcher. That is his best trade. And obviously, even Buster Posey aside, the Giants still have Joey Bart, who is their top prospect. He was the number 2 pick just 2 drafts ago. So that part was a surprise, but I think Farhan summed it up pretty nicely later in the day when he talked to beat reporters. And he said, look, there are 2 old adages. One, you don't draft for need, even a perceived need. Even if on the outside we think the Giants need pitching prospects, the last thing they need is another young catcher. You don't draft for need. You take the best player on your board. And Patrick Bailey was the top player on their board. They felt good about it. And two, you can never have too much catching. And I think that's the most important thing here. I know a ton of fans asked me immediately afterwards, what does this mean? People start wondering where Posey's going to move. People start wondering if Joey Bart's going to move. I would point out that, you know, it's probably going to take 3 years. And even in normal times, it would probably take 3 years for Patrick Bailey to really become an option to be an everyday big leaguer. And we don't know what 2020 is going to look like. We don't know what that's going to mean for his development. But if you're looking 3 years down the line, probably at the end of the Buster Posey era at that point or right near the end, you know, he will be 36 and his contract will have expired once already. So we'll see what happens there. I think Buster still wants to keep playing, but I wouldn't worry too much about that if that's what people were thinking about. And then as far as Bart, I mean, look, it's 162 games. Most catchers, even the best of them, catch 120, 125. So it is really a job that you can split. And as Farhan pointed out, there's going to be an extra roster spot. So they probably are going to carry 3 catchers quite a bit. And the DH is coming. The universal DH is coming this year. That is almost certainly going to stay after the next CBA. So an extra spot for one of your best hitters. And they certainly feel like these 2 guys are both going to be right there. So I think their plan all along has been to have 2 really, really good catchers where every single day you have an advantage over the other team just because your catcher is much better than he is. Your catcher is potentially a cleanup hitter, a number 3 hitter, a number 5 hitter, where the other team's catcher a lot of times is batting 7th or 8th. So that's kind of their plan. They want 2 really good catchers. They'll figure out the rest. And then I will also note that there was talk this spring about Bart starting to learn another position and starting to become a little bit more flexible. I think we probably will see that down the line with Bailey too. So if both of these guys become what the Giants think they will, it's a good problem to have and one they will figure out. And, you know, ultimately a pretty good trade ship too if that's ultimately what you have to do. So a lot of different ways this can go. I'll just say, you know, I've been doing this for almost a decade now. And after every single draft, I think you hear the same thing. You hear, we took the player we really wanted. We took the player who was the best player on our board. This is the guy that we wanted all along. I think when they're in this situation, usually I take that with a huge grain of salt, and I think every team will tell you that. But I think when the Giants are in this situation and they do pick a catcher, knowing what their roster situation is like, it really tells you how much they like the player and how much they valued him. So we will see if they're right down the line. It always takes a few years with these guys, but they felt like he was the best player there and the right move regardless of the position. An interesting pick. A bunch more are coming today. A busy day for Michael Holmes, but I appreciate him taking the time last night. Hope you guys enjoy this interview with the Giants scouting director. All right, Michael Holmes, the scouting director for the Giants. A huge draft for you. And night one, I don't know if it was more stressful than tomorrow or less stressful, but you did get to make a pick, and at number 13 overall, take Patrick Bailey, a catcher. And I'll start with that. I think that was the first reaction from Giants fans is they've watched Buster Posey, and they are ready for the Joey Bart era, and they see another really good catcher. What made you guys make that selection?
Listen, we were really excited when the day started. I think we get excited on every day there's draft, whether it be first day, second day, and in past years, third day. But we have the approach that we wanted to be in position for the best available talent. And for us this year at 13, that happened to be Patrick. Patrick's a guy that we have a lot of history with, not only myself, but a lot of our guys on our staff. He's a two-time Team USA catcher. Really hit the ground running his freshman year at NC State, never looked back. And we're really excited with his skill set, not only offensively but defensively, and the way his bat's developed at the collegiate level to just match up with the defensive skills that he's really had dating back to his high school days. So for us, we want to be in position to just acquire talent, and we were looking our approach was best available talent, and it happened to be Patrick, and we're really, really excited.
You've known him. You were telling us you lived about 15 minutes from his high school, saw him when he was a prep star. You've seen him grow, obviously. What kind of growth have you seen from him since those high school days?
Patrick always had a skill set that really kind of intrigued you and caught your eye. But the one thing he's really been able to do is you've seen the body mature. You've seen him add strength, add quickness behind the plate. We've seen the bat develop at a pace that's really intriguing, and it's on a trajectory that I think will continue to get better. And we've seen the power start to play. As he matures, not only physically, but as he matures mentally at the plate, and he starts, his approach is improved a lot. And listen, he's a switch hitting catcher who can impact the game on both sides of the ball. And we're just really excited to have him. And listen, I've seen him mature, like I told you, on the field, off the field, since his high school days. And I think his talent will continue to grow and get better. And I think Giants fans are going to be really excited.
He only had a chance to play 17 games before COVID hit, obviously, but 6 home runs in those 17 games. The power really starting to come. As you guys got in there this spring and saw him a little bit and started to break down the numbers, what jumped out at you about the shortened season he had?
Listen, I think he did everything we expected him to, even though it was a shortened season. We've always believed in his bat. The one thing he's really been able to do is tighten up his strike zone and use off fields. Like I told you, with the added strength, we've really seen the power come. But I think Patrick did what he did in the shortened sample of the collegiate season is he just went out and he did what he's supposed to do, and he did what he can do. So he is such an even-keeled player and a very mature kid where he understands – himself first and foremost, and he's got a real instinctual way to himself when it comes to the game, and I think that shows on the field.
I know you guys loved Will Wilson last year, the shortstop, his teammate. Thought about him in the first round and before he took Hunter Bishop. Did that help at all last year as you went in to possibly see him and maybe get another look at Patrick?
Yeah, sure. I think whenever you get opportunity to evaluate and see players, it obviously helps. You know, part of being our job in scouting is to acquire inventory of looks. So we spent a lot of time watching Will last year. We liked Will quite a bit. But the beauty of going to see a school like NC State, because they have players like Will Wilson and other players, is you get to see guys like Pat even in their underclassmen years. And you're really in a good position once they get to their platform year for the draft. So shortened season this year, but a lot of history with the player in previous years.
This is obviously a much different circumstance than you ever could have imagined for this draft. And you know, I know your war room at the ballpark, you had a limit on five people, I think, could be in that room. How would you quantify the way the last couple months or 3 months were much different than you guys were planning for? And then what kind of different things did you have to do to make sure you were prepared for this night?
Yeah, much different look to the normal draft room. Definitely social distanced, all in each in our own rooms and offices and different things. And but I think as far as our workup, a lot of the credit goes to our staff. The guys really embraced the new environment. Guys were open to new ways of going about how we do things. The one thing that was consistent the entire time was the conversation and our ability to dive deeper into a lot of these players. I know Farhan talks a lot about, you know, we zigzagging across, crisscrossing across country a lot during the spring, and unfortunately we weren't able to do that this year. So we really took the time to really get to know the players, to stimulate conversation, to really kind of focus on the evaluation aspect of, and what I mean by that is really talk swings, really talk deliveries, really talk arm actions. And a lot of that conversation was a huge growth aspect for a lot of our scouts, because we got a chance to not only talk, but we got a chance to listen. I think part of being a good scouting director and a good leader is being a good listener. And as many Zoom calls and phone calls as we've been in, I've learned that listening to our guys is very important. And I think the other, you know, positive, if we can say, or something that we were able to do is with baseball, you know, obviously not being played right now, there was other avenues in different other areas of our organization that we could take advantage of. Whether it was Kyle Haynes and the guys with player development, Cap at the major league level with some of his coaches, we were really able to kind of spend time talking with those guys and kind of picking their brains on players, using that resource in a way that's beneficial for us. And it really was a collaborative kind of venture really throughout the whole organization.
I thought of that earlier when Farhan mentioned the analytics that you guys had on him, and was immediately thought of, you do have the big league analytics staff that normally would be preparing for games every day, and maybe was at your disposal. You have Gabe and his 13-man staff. How much were they involved the last 2-3 months?
Look, we used every resource that was available to us. And, you know, Gabe and his staff are unbelievably supportive of our amateur department, and our scouts, they feel that support from not only him, but every person on his staff. And they were really engaged. They were happy to help. And I thought as an organization, it was a really big kind of building moment for us. And it was great kind of stimulating that conversation with his crew and with all of our scouts and with the player development guys as well. So, using those resources was a huge benefit for us. And I think in the end, it was a huge growth aspect for not just the amateur scouting department, but for the pro department, for the player development, and, you know, at the major league level.
Last thing I'll ask you, tomorrow you have 6 picks, as many as any team. You have 2 picks that you got for Bumgarner and Smith, and really 3 picks right away, right off the bat, on day 2. Do you view this as pressure? Are you excited? It's really a huge day, I think, going forward for the organization.
Yeah, no, we're really excited. Like I told a lot of you guys leading up to the draft, we're really excited about this draft class, the depth, the way it's spread out. We think there's good players in high school, collegiate, position player, pitcher. So we're in a good position. We feel like that with the picks, it allows us to do a lot of different things. And, yeah, we're prepared and we're ready to go.
Are you prepared for, I guess, after that, the undrafted part? I guess you never get a break, right? So after that, it's trying to recruit guys?
Yeah, and that's been a unique thing because it's new to all of us, right? So it's a first-time thing for all of us. So, you know, that's been a learning experience for me. I've kind of put my – I was a college coach a long time ago, so I've kind of put my recruiting hat back on a little bit, getting back into that mode, because there's a little bit more of a sales pitch that comes with it when the players get to kind of choose their destination. So, look, we've looked at that aspect, the passed over market, from every angle. We strategize through that of kind of how we want to approach it. And certainly, you know, we think that we have a great organization to sell, a great opportunity to offer the players that may fall into the passed over market. And we will definitely walk into that portion prepared as well.
Well, a huge day for you on Thursday. I'm sure you've done more Zoom calls over the last 3 months than you would ever want to do. So I'll let you get off of this one. But Michael, thank you for taking the time. I know it was a busy night for you, and I know how excited you are to get Patrick. So thanks for taking some time here.
All right, Alex. Thank you so much. Appreciate your time.
The Giants Insider Podcast on CSNBayArea.com.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.